Well, or that was the foxhole.
That was the foxhole one. But,
this amateur radio roundtable is brought to you in part by ICOM America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Amateur Radio Roundtable. I'm Tom Medlin, W5KUB. We're getting off to a kind of a rocky start tonight. I don't know what's happening out there, whether it's a Skype issue, software upgrades, or internet problems, but all of our remote people tonight are having to come in by telephone on Skype. They can't use their computers. Every one of them are crashing, and it's closing out every time they try to open it up. So I know in the southeast we're getting major storms and flooding here. We're under severe flash flood warnings. We're going to get 4 to 8 inches of rain tonight. Katie gets all the deep snow. We get all the deep rain here. So anyway, 4 to 8 inches of rain, and then over the next few days we'll get another 3 or 4 inches probably. So anyway, I think we can make the show work tonight. We've got our guest on here. Josh is probably driving in from work. He's got an hour drive. The show starts at 6 o'clock, so it's tough for him to make it, but I think Josh will make it in a little while. Dave Kessler is nowhere to be found tonight. I can't find Dave, so I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's the internet connection there. If you're listening, if you've just tuned in tonight, and if you're new, hey, tell us in the chat room if you're new to the show. We'd love to hear from you and say hi to you there. Our show is also simulcast on world-famous WBCQ, International Shortwave Station, up in Monticello, Maine, on 5130 kilohertz every Tuesday night. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, hey, join our Facebook group. Hey, subscribe to our channel. We're really trying to have a thing here where we're trying to increase our numbers and our viewers out there. So if you haven't joined our Facebook group, we have a Facebook group called W5KUB, and we got about 7,000 members in it. We'd love for you to join it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and we've got 525 shows recorded. All of our shows are recorded, so you can watch them at any time. We're also podcasting. Our audio is on a podcast. Just about every podcast carrier out there carries our show in audio format, and that'll be on by later tonight or tomorrow morning for this show. Great show tonight. We got Katie with us. We got Michael Colley with us. We got the Lee family with us. We're going to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk about a neat IP radio that I've ordered that we're going to have pretty soon. It'll do D-Star, Fusion, and DMR all at the same time. We're going to talk about our balloon launch for our show, give you an update on our balloon launch. And I'm also going to show you a little later in the show some remote contacts I made using the RigPi remote control, remote station server. From the cruise ship, I was able to connect into my radio here at home, turn it on, and make contacts with people. So I've got some video of that. So let's jump out there and jump out and go over and see Katie and say hello to Katie. Let me find the right buttons to press here. Here we go. Katie, how you doing tonight? And where are you tonight?
I'm not sure where am I.
There you go. I got you full screen here, Katie.
Well, hi everybody, and I am here in Horace, North Dakota, which is part of the greater Fargo metropolis, and I am in the home in QTH of Joe N0RF and Linda N0LG, and they graciously invited me over to their home in their gorgeous shack. I am highly jealous. I'm not even sure if they're going to show it off because everybody will see how awesome it is. But
hey, I looked them up. I looked them up on QRZ, and there's some nice pictures out there. So
they have a welcome sign for me up here. I don't know if we can get it when it's
yeah.
Oh, there we go. So here we go. Welcome.
There's some nice pictures on QRZ. Look up N0RF and N0LG. Nice station here. Very nice. Hi there. Hi.
This beautiful shack here. And I apologize. I don't have good audio tonight because I'm on my laptop and, again, having issues with the Skype. We were going to use Joe's computer here in the house. He's got a really nice setup, and we ended up with the Skype issues here as well, so we just couldn't get logged in. So I fortunately brought my computer, but didn't bring a microphone with me to Fargo.
Well, but you're doing pretty good. Hey, you got any snow up there?
Yeah, but I think there's actually more at home, believe it or not. Although out here, they're kind of out in the sticks. I came in and the roads were pretty snowy out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's, I don't know, Joe put up some really good photos today of Facebook with the deer and turkeys out in the snow, and I know at home one of our trees has finally disappeared under the snow, and it's that time of year, but this has been crazy. We've had, I think there's some snow coming in soon again.
Yeah, the wind's Thursday.
Yeah, later this week we'll have some more snow showing up, so yay.
Well, you know, we'll probably get our first snow maybe in the next week or two, and it's going to be terrible. It's going to be probably at least 1/10 of an inch.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how you'll survive.
Yeah,
go fill up your freezer now with some bread and milk.
it's gonna be tough, I can tell you, man. Oh well, anyway, it's nice being retired. I don't have to get out and fight that 1/10 of an inch all the way to work.
That's right. You can just look out the window.
Yeah. All right, so you're visiting up there, and how long are you gonna be gone from home? Are you gonna stay up there a while?
I'm here for the rest of the week and maybe a little longer if my daughter-in-law convinces me to stay. She's been trying to. I'm here helping out with the baby. And,
okay.
Dwayne was up here for a bit, and he's back at home taking care of work and the cats. And so I'm doing some grandma duties while I'm here. And so I'm sneaking out. So hopefully they're watching tonight. Hi, Maddie.
Maybe. I bet they are watching. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's see who else we've got in here. Now we've got let's just say hi real quick to Michael before we get to Michael. Michael, how you doing, man?
Sorry about that. Let me unmute there. I'm doing good. How are you, Tom?
Well, I'm doing real good, Michael. And I tell you, we really enjoyed coming down to Hamcation, and it was just great, man. Thank you so much for everything you did.
Thank you for coming. Hopefully you had fun. You enjoyed the weather, at least Friday and Saturday. It rained almost all day Sunday, but Friday and Saturday was great.
Yeah, well, you know, we left Sunday morning and went on down to Fort Lauderdale, and we caught a cruise down here, and that's where we were for the next week or so. So we had a great time. Kathy didn't get to make any of the Hamcation. I think her sinuses or something just were really hurting her. She had terrible sinus problems and a headache, and she stayed in the hotel both Friday and Saturday. So, but anyway, I was able to get there, and you know what? I probably walked a whole lot more than she'd want to walk. So it probably worked out well for both of us, you know. Yeah. Okay. And then let's go. Let's jump on down to let's see, where are we going to go next? Is it Palm Coast, Florida? Let's see if the Lee family is with us down here. Are you with us, Lee family? How you doing?
Hello.
Now, who's that with you?
Everybody's here, Tom. We're just having the...
Everybody's there. It's just that you're having to shoot it with a telephone, right?
Huh? Yep. We had Skype issues here, too.
All right. Well, very good. Okay. Well, cool. And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Grace and the family in just a few minutes. So first, let's just get rolling here with our Hamcation segment, and let's see how we do this. Well, let's start with Michael. Michael, I've got your pictures, so we can roll those first. Katie's got some pictures, and I've got some pictures. So let's just do that, Michael. You want to? Nope, you're muted.
There we go.
There we go.
Sounds good.
All right. So let's just jump into some pictures real quick, Michael. We're just going to start talking because the show is just already off the rails tonight with all the troubles we had. But we're going to make it work, and we've got plenty to fill it up here. So let me see. Here's some pictures that you sent right here. Are you seeing that okay?
I am. This is actually our Saturday night. We started a chairman's dinner, and this year we decided to add an award to it, and this was our first award that we added. It was actually the Carol Perry Educator of the Year Award. And we actually give it to Kara Perry for the inaugural first one. So.
All right. Well, that was great. And boy, I tell you, we wish we could have made it that night. You guys were gracious and invited us to the dinner, but we just couldn't make it that night. But maybe sometime in the future. So there's a picture of Carol there, I guess, receiving the award.
Yes, that's Carol receiving the award.
All right, and let's see what we got here. And there's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And every year now we'll be giving this out to a different educator. We'll have to come up with the criteria exactly. But it will go to an educator that's doing ham radio with youth in schools and stuff like that, like Carol does.
Okay, cool.
This is actually part of the reception of it. Pretty much ARL was there. I had the guys from Dara was there. Huntsville, Mark Brown was there. Tim Duffy was there. There was a lot of people there, over 70 people at the dinner.
Oh, it looked like a great event.
This is one of the classic things that makes it unique. They actually do character artist drawings while you eat and talk and all, and everybody gets their drawn while they're there.
Oh, really? So you had an artist there that did this?
Two of them, actually.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
This is actually part of the sit-down part of it, where everybody got to eat dinner and enjoy themselves for a fine meal.
Well, that is so cool there. Hopefully we'll be able to get back down here again soon, and it's still one of the great ham fests, I tell you. And it's really grown a lot. I was down here about 25 years ago, and it was nothing like this.
No, we've grown quite a bit over, really grown within the last 10 years.
Okay, well, you have any idea what the numbers may be?
Right now, no. I can tell you for sure we are above last year's numbers. They're still calculating it a little bit, so hopefully by this time next week I should have a final count of what we did.
Okay, well that's great. Okay, well hey, Katie's got a bunch of pictures. I got a few pictures. Just stick with us and let's just talk about it a while, okay?
All right.
And if something pops up there that you want to yell about, just yell, okay? All right, let me get Katie in here, and we'll see if we can do this. There we go. Okay.
Hello again.
Okay.
All right, let me.
Now let's see what we got going here. I don't have both of you guys on the screen. I don't know if that's possible or not. Let's see.
I can do it.
I can make a little adjustment here, and I can get you guys in. There we go. Yeah, you got some. Well, are you going to be able to show your pictures, Katie?
Share screen. Oh, we gotta hit the right button. Sorry. I don't normally use this computer. All right. Let's see if that will work.
Okay, let's see.
I'll put Michael up in the corner. All right, you can see it?
Yeah, I see two pictures. Yeah. Is that what I'm supposed to see? Yeah, that's right. That's your banner up there.
That's the showdown. Let me minimize that. Okay, so that was just our gang when we got started. And Mark on the left here is our store manager from Atlanta, KJ4BO, of course. Most people know him. Then me and Steve, my boss, who is also the national sales manager, W4SHG. And James Kiki 4, and I always bust his call sign, and I'm sorry. Sorry about that, but he also works at the Atlanta store. First, one of the first people I got to see was Joe K0NEB came by, so I said, well, let's might as well get the picture and get it out of the way. And then Jill came by, so I had the KUB crowd showing up right off the bat, which was awesome. So it's always fun when you get to see your friends. And then, and I'm sorry, I realized today some of these photos were a little on the blurry side, but
it's all right.
Of course, Tom came by, and I had to get proof of us, you know, that we could see each other and be in one place at the same time.
That's right.
This is a Daryl and Stacy Black. Daryl, I've known for a while, back when I used to do a podcast. He was one of the regulars that used to hang out, and we're friends on Facebook, and he got to bring his wife this year, so it was a lot of fun to meet her. She is a hoot and a half, and they've been married 32 years and had a great time. Now, Gordo sets up at the end of our table at HRO's booth and gives out, you know, certificates to people that are have, you know, usually just passed a test or upgraded, or sometimes they'll even stop by for someone who will, who just passed and they know them, but they aren't there. And so Gordo is really nice, and he signs certificates and does a meet and greet and photos, and it's always a lot of fun. And whenever he signs up somebody who's who just upgraded, he honks that horn down there you see at the bottom. And Randy, K7AGE of YouTube fame, of all kinds of ham radio videos, was there. I hadn't seen Randy in a few years, so it was really great to actually have some time to visit with him over the weekend in person. And here's Don from the show. You guys know Don here in the chat room, K4EAE. I get to see him all the time. That's always fun. And he likes to pick on me and remind me of how warm the weather is down in Florida when I'm up in Wyoming.
Oh, man.
There's Ron, K9ID from Gold Medal Ideas. You guys know Ron. He makes the great hat that Tom wears and has donated prizes, and they do all their shirts and hats there, and they were doing a pretty ferocious business during the weekend. Speaking of ferocious business, we were so busy, and, you know, and I, of course, I'm not a salesperson, but I try to help out where I can, but we regularly looked this way at the show. It was constantly 3 and 4 people deep. Lots of people checking out all the good stuff that we brought down with us. But I tell you what, both nights we were exhausted. And even Saturday night, I was supposed to go to the dinner, and I feel bad because I didn't end up making it. I went to bed. I was in bed and asleep about 10 of 8 o'clock. I was just wiped out. And there's Michael from SDR Play. We've had him on the show before, and he was just doing all kinds of demonstrations throughout the weekend, letting people know about all the different SDR Play options. And they had set up down at the Kenwood booth, which was really handy. People could see the SDR Play being used as a, I'm having a brain fart. I forgot what it's called now all of a sudden, pan adapter. And so they were doing that too. So they were back and forth between the booths, but that was a lot of fun. And you guys have seen Dennis before, both here on the show and my photos, K7BV. He's the one that got me into ham radio when he hired me at the league. And Dennis had some health issues earlier this year, and I was really happy to see him in person looking well. And always fun to be able to see Dennis and his wonderful wife, Liska. Now, these two troublemakers are Scott and Jim. And Scott runs a business there. You always see he and his wife Jill, and they love Mickey Mouse Land. And so they actually had that street lamp behind my head, so it looked like I was wearing street lamp. Jimmy used to be a section manager or an emergency coordinator down south, and I first met him about 2007 when I was down there for Hamfest, and been friends all these years. And the same with Scott. I've known him since I got involved. Well, I wandered down to the far side of the building where my booth was, and look who I found. There's Tom and Emmett and Ricardo and Robin from the UK, and Ruth sitting there too. She was kind of hanging out, but Emmett worked pretty hard on the booth all weekend, and they had a good time down at the Radio Waves booth. And here's another one of our listeners or watchers of the show. There's Jerry AC4X. Oh, gosh, Jerry, I'm sorry, I can't read your hat. But he's here in the show all the time, so that was fun to meet him in person. Now, these are, you guys know Chip. He was just on not too long ago, K7JA, and Janet, KL7MF. And they came in from Southern California. Instead of working, they actually were here to have fun and hang out with Miss Ellen, W1YL, here on the left. And Ellen was wearing her Florida Contest Group vest there. And she's doing great. She is a little over 90 years old, and she is up every morning working Morse code, running DX. She's up about 4 a.m. and gets on and plays radio every day. And she said she's having more fun with it than she has in a long time. And it's keeping her active. And it was really great to be able to spend some time with her.
And you know, Katie, there was a lot of people that recognized us or came up to us and said they watched the show, but nearly every one of them wanted to know where Katie was. So right. I sent them over to you.
Now you know how Dwayne feels when he's at a ham fest.
Yeah.
That's Teddy's working in the Yaesu booth, HI3T, and now we're going to talk to these girls and their sisters soon, but the lady girls were wandering around and having a lot of fun. So I asked them if I could have my picture with some celebrities. So they obliged and let me take a picture with them.
Yeah.
Friday night, did go over to the Florida Contest Group and just kind of wanted to give you an idea. They had, I think it was 170 people came to the dinner that evening. It was a great turnout, and the orange of their shirts, you know, helps everybody stand out, but really fun group. And about 40% of the people there that evening were from out of state. I caught this guy walking around, hanging around in front of the Heil and Icon booth.
Hey, I walked so much that 2 days. I got a chance.
Yeah,
this is the first.
Morning,
this is the first Hamfest. First Hamfest, I got to walk around and see things, but I walked so much. I have a blister on one of my toes.
Oh, I bet you do. I'm surprised you didn't just soak it in, ice cream while you were on your cruise.
Yeah.
Now these guys. Tom, do you remember their name?
Yeah, that's WA4DAW, Jim from South Carolina. They watch the show all the time.
Great.
And that's his friend Skip. I think they drove up from South Carolina.
That's
or
right.
Drove down. They drove down from South Carolina, yeah.
Right, okay, perfect. Thank you. I couldn't remember their names, but I knew you would know. And then that afternoon, I snuck out very quickly just to get a couple of photos outside. There was MCOM 1 van, and then the prize booth building. Now, that picture I showed you in front of our booth, how busy it was. Well, you walked in this building and you could hardly get through the crowds. It was super busy in there as well. So that was really nice to see. There was just, everywhere you went, there was just tons of people. I'm not surprised that the numbers are higher than last year, like Michael said. I know they don't have exact numbers yet, but I tell you what, it sure seemed busy to us on our side of things. Over at the Ham Radio Deluxe booth, they have a really neat setup where right up here is Tim, KB3NPH. He's set up on a, what's that iPad thing called? FaceTime. And he does live demonstrations of the software for people. So, and you could actually hear really well while you're standing there and talking to him in the room. And of course, having worked with Tim, it was a lot of fun to be able to chat. And he would be talking to people, giving a demonstration, and I might have run by behind and always waves. So it was always great fun to be able to see that. Really nice setup in their booth this year. There's Gordo again with Lee, K2HAT, and Lee was actually picking up a couple books for some people that are interested in upgrading. So he was buying some books and getting them signed, and so a lot of you guys might recognize his call sign, and he's very active at W1AW during the National Parks on the Air year. I think he put on the most QSOs ever. I'm trying to maximize my window. It's giving me a problem. I'm using the wrong software, Doug. Doug just pointed out about my window here, so I apologize.
Well, that's okay. I think people are seeing it okay.
Yeah, and so then all the girls were wandering around. I had to get their pictures, and as usual, they want to have some fun. I said, please do your rabbit ears, like always.
Cause yeah, and we're going to be talking. We'll be talking with them in just a few minutes.
Right, and so this is who's our next guest is going to be, Miss Grace, KM4TXD. She got her extra last weekend, and I'll save that for her. And then I managed to catch up with some of my fellow YLs, AC4YL, AG4YL, and KE2Z. So that was fun to be able to chat with the ladies. And then Sunday, it was rainy and not as pleasant as you would expect it to be for Florida. And so I managed to pop out real quick and said, oh, all right, I guess it's time to go home. And then as soon as I got home, headed out here to Fargo to hang out with that cutie pie. And Maddie is 3 months old today, in fact. So there's my proud grandma moment showing off showing off Maddie real quick.
All right.
And that is my pictures.
All right, cool. Hey, I think has so, Josh? Did here, there, here. Josh is in here. Let's. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man? Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hi, Josh.
Stuck in traffic. But
you need to move. You need to move your house closer to work and get out of that California traffic, man.
That would be nice, but I think even still, I would still have a sizable trip, even if it was 5 or 10 miles away.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Josh, we'll get with you here in just a few minutes. Let's see. So, Katie, hey, great pictures, Katie. And let me see. I've got some pictures here that I will. I want to show while we're showing our pictures of Hamcation. So let me get these pictures on here. And need my production manager to make the change here. Okay, I'll have it here in a minute. Here we go. All right, so here's one of the pictures, and Michael, if you want to jump in at any time, Michael's still here. Yeah, you know, this is one of the buildings here. Yeah, this is one of the buildings. I think this is the building where you guys had the prize barrel and your Hamcation booth in here. So that was an important building for us here. Yeah, let's see. I just got some random pictures I grabbed real quick. Let's see what they are here. There's some of the flea market outside. You know, this flea market was so spread out to so many acres out there. I didn't see much of the flea market, but it was big. And
yeah, I do know this year that we had more tailgaters than we ever had and more RVs out there. So this year, that area really grew.
It was huge, I'll tell you. It really was there. I just took shots in different directions just trying to show people how big this place was here. And it really got nice facilities. You got the roads and sidewalks and all the parking. Everything out there was pretty good. That's looking at a different direction. Let's see. Here we go. There's Mark and Kelly.
Yeah.
Mark N4BCD and Kelly W4VPZ, I think, from the Huntsville Hamfest. They had their booth there with next to Hamvention and some others. Got the chance to visit with them a few minutes. They looked like they were having a good time. And I had to get in there and get a shot, picture with them. So they look pretty happy. They got big smiles. So I think they enjoyed the Hamcation.
Yeah, Mark's been coming down for several years promoting the Huntsville show. So please, everybody, go see him in Huntsville coming up.
Yeah, and then right next to it, here's Hamvention, another great ham fest out there. And that's Michael Coulter there and Ron Kramer there in their booth. Cool. Another picture there with Emmett at Radio Waves. He had some nice new antennas he was showing off, little quad antennas for 2 meters and 440. Yeah, well, they were cool. Went by MFJ. Of course, there's Richard there. Richard stuck his head out so we could get him on the in the picture there. They're always really busy, MFJ, and they bring so much stuff, man. But they must have it down pat on how to put all that stuff together and how to pack it. There's Katie. Had to get my picture showing that Katie and I were both at the same place one time there. And this looks like a similar picture that Katie had earlier. Again, that's WA4DAW, Jim from South Carolina. Katie, me, and I think it's Skip with him there. Got by ICOM there. Ray always has a big smile on his face there. A lot of people are always interested. This is inside, I think.
It's like our swap building.
This is a swap building, the third building down, and it was pretty nice in there. You can see it's laid out very, very nice and straight and clean, and I think you had some air conditioning in here. It felt actually pretty good in there.
Yeah, all the buildings are air conditioned, so it was nice this year.
Back outside, I think it's right outside of that building three there. You can see some more of the flea market, and it goes forever and ever. Another shot of some flea market. I'm guessing it's north. I don't know my directions. And here's our friend Randy, KB3IFH. You know, Randy does the KB3IFH QSL cards, and we give those away as prizes on our show. And there's also K1NSS with him, the ham radio artist there. Got by Heil Sound, saw our friend Bob Heil there. Bob's been a big supporter of our show for, well, ever since we started webcasting about 17 years ago. And Bob looks like he's doing good there and having fun. And here we go. We're back with Ron there, and I think he's making a cap. In fact, I know he's making a cap there for the new extra class, I believe. Let's see. That may be all the pictures I have. All right. So that's what I had when I pulled out for the show. I've got a lot more pictures though. So Michael, I think it was a success all the way around. Had a great time down here, man. Any closing? Well, you don't have to go yet because we got one more piece here about deal. But Michael, what do you think, man? Are you happy with the way everything went?
I am so far. The weather was great for 2 days. Even Sunday when it rained, we didn't do too bad. We had great people there, a lot of visitors. And also, I know now this year we're pulling a lot of more international visitors in. We had a lot from the UK area and Netherlands due to Peter and Liddy visiting ham shows over there.
Uh-huh.
So we are starting to become an international ham fest.
Well, that's great, and I know you are. You guys are getting very large here. It's a major ham fest. All right. Well, hey, Katie, do you want to introduce our star of the show here, the new license upgrade, Katie?
I would be very honored to do so. She's been sitting there, anxious and ready to say hello to everybody. I'm actually impressed. She's been sitting quietly.
Yeah.
How are you, Grace?
That's Grace. And Grace is 11 years old, and got her extra license at Hamcation.
Yep. I've been sitting here quietly because we've been muted.
You've been muted? Oh.
Okay, that explains a lot.
We can hear you now. So, hey, Grace, tell us how hard the test was. Now, you're 11 years old. You got your license several years earlier, but you studied for the extra class. Was it a tough one? You know, did any part give you trouble?
Well, a couple of parts about computers and stuff, I have no idea what they are. Those ones gave me trouble, but when I took my first practice test on Friday morning, I missed it by 2 on section 9, which I hadn't read most of 8 and none of 9. So it's pretty good. And then I took the test, apparently one of the hardest ones, and missed it by another 2 after reading 9, but not all of 8. And then I read 8 and 3 after that one and passed it and got 11 wrong. And 13 is the limit.
Well, you know, you kept trying and you accomplished it. You got what you wanted to get. Like my uncle, my uncle many years ago, he used to have a saying. He would say, if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed. I love that. I got my extra at 11. That is so cool.
That's awesome.
So cool there.
I'm really happy that you kept at it and kept trying, Grace. It's really, it's so exciting. I'm so glad you did. Yeah, that hat is my favorite.
So, Grace, are you gonna keep the same call, or are you gonna try to get you a different call?
I think I'm gonna keep it mainly because they gave this to me originally, and not many designs like that seem to come up.
Well, I would keep it. I mean, you'd have to change hats and everything, you know. So.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying, "Are you gonna change it?"
Yeah, Tom, when one of the VEs asked if she wanted to change her call sign, Val, I think it's AK4MM, Michael, you can chime in if I was wrong with his call sign. The VE liaison guy there was like, no, she's not changing her call sign.
Yeah. Well, you know, once you get all these plaques made and your hats and your shirts, I mean, it's a big deal to change your call.
It is, and everybody knows you by that call now.
That's right. And I've had my call for 54 years. Actually, I was WN5KUB, and I kept the W5KUB, so a slight change, but I kind of liked it, you know? And I think you will too, Grace. Good call. TXT. KM4 TXT.
I'm going to have Grace show you something here. Hope
yeah. It.
We got something cool in the mail the other day. Turn it around and,
yeah.
And show it.
Let's look at this. I saw that posted on Facebook. Let me see if I can get your picture a little better here.
The WPX SSB contest. Wow.
Now, let's see. Let's see if I can figure out how to do this.
You guys rock. That's awesome.
So that's a great accomplishment, too. You know, you're going to have so many things on your wall at such an early age, being a ham radio operator. Hey, what do your friends think about you? Your friends that are your age, say, you know, 10, 11, 12, are any of them getting interested in getting a ham radio license?
Well, we don't know a lot of people, like kids like that, but the ones that do mainly don't really pay attention, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that we need to mention here, all of the family there is homeschooled, and you guys are actually in college now. Some of you aren't you? Some of you are taking college classes.
Yeah, Faith, Hannah, and Zachariah, correct? Yeah,
Who's taking college? Who's taking college classes here? I mean, you guys are just
big sister pig pile.
Yeah, here we go. Now we're getting everybody. Now we're getting.
All right.
We're getting everybody in here.
There we go.
So let me ask you about college. You're really young to be in college. Do they look at you weird? I mean, what do they think?
A lot of times with me, they think I'm at least 17 or so, and when I tell them my actual age, they're like, stop lying. And I'm like, it takes them a long time to actually realize that I'm.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, great story, great ham family. Every one of you guys. All the kids and all the parents have their license. There's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
I have to say, I heard Hope say the funniest thing the other day. We were talking about the crowds at Hamcation, and Hope said, I think I knew about half of the people there.
I bet yeah. She did. At least half of them know all of you guys, I'm sure.
99% stuff.
Well, look, you guys have a great cameraman there, let me tell you. He's really working the camera just really well there, and because of that, he can't get in the picture.
Well, I tell you what, this my right arm that had the surgery is so sore right now from holding this thing up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little iPhone. But, Tom, I have some good news with that. Yeah, here.
All right.
I have some good news with my arm. I actually got full range of motion back.
Well, that's good.
I don't have the strength yet. Here I am.
Good.
But yeah, I've got full range of motion back. So.
Well, yeah, it looks like you're moving pretty good. Now, who's operating the camera right now, because they're doing a much better job?
Good. So I'm going to retire, and Michelle's going to take over the business for me.
All right.
I'm just proud of all of these kids. This CQ plaque is 90% their work. Hope stayed up on the overnight during one of the nights during the CQWPX contest.
The other night I was from 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so they are doing the overnights. They're actually making the contacts. When I told Hope that she could stay up and do the overnight during that contest, I thought, well, she'll maybe make 20 or 30 contacts, and I think she had about 300 or 400 more when I woke up in the morning.
They're taking all my time slots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's somebody in the chat room. I mean, there's some old guys, a bunch of us old people in the chat room, and they're just now taking their general practice test. Do you have any advice for them, Grace, on how to pass the general test?
Well, I don't remember much of the material of that because it was a year ago, and they might change it after this.
Yeah.
But pretty much, hope Daddy's there to explain the things you don't know. I don't know how to.
Well, just practice, I guess. Just practice and practice, and that's the way to do it. Hey, James, why don't you mention the website, the Kids World deal?
Okay, it's hamradio.world. If you go to hamradio.com, Katie will make some money. I believe, right? That's your website.
That's
hamradio.world. But I want to say that what we've done with the kids on all of these, we've used hamstudy.org primarily, mm-hmm. and I will turn the material into something that they can understand. One of the sections on propagation, a lot of the terminology, Grace still doesn't understand the terminology, but she understands the concepts. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to get it across the kids or even adults and you don't understand it, don't hesitate to make it into something that they can understand. You know, I forget exactly what one of the questions was, but, you know, essentially the answer is that it's skip. And Grace was like, well, why do they call it whatever they call it? I said, well, I don't know, but they do. So that's why that answer is the answer. But she understood the concept from having worked in contesting and working DX. If you go to her QRZ page, she's got a great QRZ page. It says, if you're DX, please work me. If you don't, well, that's too bad. But anyhow, don't be afraid to put the concepts into a form that whoever it is that you're teaching can understand.
All right. Well, look, hey, we need to move on. We got a lot to pack in here tonight. And James, I want to get all you guys back on here again soon, and we'll do a little bit more in-depth show about all the things you're doing, from the expeditions to everything, you know, it just, and your website, and just amazing.
I saw that, Grace.
Hey, yeah, and read the January issue of CQ Magazine. Faith Hanna had her article about going to South Africa published. That's in there.
Yeah, and that would also be good. I'm sure you got some video of that. If we can get together, we'll do a show on that too. That was probably some experience in South Africa there. All right. Hey, thank you guys. Katie, Michael, anybody have any last comments there for the Lees?
No, just great job again. It was nice to see you all last week in Florida, and hope to see you again soon and get on the air with you guys soon too. Dwayne's at home working on the shack, so I'm looking forward to getting back on the air again soon.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard you on the air, Katie.
I know. Well, we've been doing a bunch of upgrades, so it's so that's his project while I'm being grandma. He's at home. You better get that shack done before I get home, mister. No.
All right, guys, good night. Good night to the Lees. It's late there. It's almost bedtime. It's, what time is it there? It's 9:50. The what? Isn't it your bedtime?
Yeah, it's past bedtime. Your show starts at bedtime.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad you let them stay up for our show there. That's great. Maybe we'll learn something here. Okay, good night, everybody. Good night. We'll see y'all later. Bye bye.
Congrats, Grace. Good work.
Bye. All right. Okay. All right, Katie. All I got to do is figure out how to turn this off.
Hang them up.
Yeah. Let me see.
They hang themselves up.
Yeah, they probably could. Let me see. Yeah. Okay. There we go. We're back with just Katie there, and we got Josh in here real quick. Okay. Hey, everybody, just stand by about 30 seconds here. We'll be right back with you. And be right back. Don't go away.
Greet your own band opening. ICOM's newest SDR transceiver, the IC9700, is coming soon. This new radio is bringing direct sampling to the VHF-UHF weak signal world. The IC9700 all-mode transceiver is loaded in innovative features such as dedicated amateur satellite operation, color touchscreen, D-Star capability built in, RF direct sampling on the 2-meter and 70-centimeter bands, dual independent receiver capable of full duplex operation as well as dual watch, and 100 watts maximum power output on 2 meters, 75 watts max on 70 centimeters, and 10 watts max on 1.2 gigahertz. Visit www.icomamerica.com/amateur for more information on ICOM radios.
All right, we should be back. I'm hearing an echo. All right, let's see. Oh, let's see what's on the list next, the thing to do here next. We got Josh with us. Let's see, we've got Josh with us. Let me look at my sheet here, boy. That was exciting what we just talked about. Hey, I want to show you something real quick. I'm going to do a little short 5-minute segment here. And hey, Josh, we'll bring you in, and we'll talk a little about that. And then I've got a couple other things to talk about. Katie, you're welcome to stay with us all night if you want to, or I know you're visiting there. So you do whatever you want to do there, okay? And if you know, you're feel free to jump in at any time, okay?
All right.
All right. So hey guys, I'm gonna show you just something real quick here. Let me see if I can find it here. Here we go. Just tell you just a little about what I was doing last week. There we go. After Hamcation, we went down to Fort Lauderdale and jumped on a cruise ship. And the thing about a cruise ship is you get all the ice cream you want. And let me tell you something. I eat so much ice cream, I got sick. Let me tell you, I had to lay off the ice cream the last couple of days. But there I am with an ice cream. I hadn't started on that one yet. And then look, hey, I'm out at the theater under the stars. There's another ice cream there. I've already, you know, kind of started working on that one. And then I'm back inside right here, and there's another ice cream there I've started on. So you can see that, you know, there's no lack of ice cream aboard the ship there. Just real quick, a couple slides, no particular order, and just I pulled six or eight to show you just a couple things. There's a ship we were on. Boy, next time I need, well, you know, I was going to say next time I need to take a radio with me and get on that ship and put it up. But you know what? I operated remote base from that ship out in the ocean, and I'm going to show you that in just a few minutes here. But that's that was our ship there. It's pretty big, pretty. I call it a boat. Kathy calls it a ship. There's picture Kathy, and there's a ship in the background back there. I had to do almost the same pose there. There's our cruise, our Princess cruise behind there. There's a shot we took. I don't know where
that's
we are.
That's a big ship. There's that thing's huge.
Yeah, that ship is pretty huge. I think it had something like 3,500 guests on it. Pretty big, yeah, but it wasn't that crowded, you know. Wasn't that crowded. So here we are on the deck. I just took a picture. I don't know what that is in the background. Here's what a typical room looks like if you've never been on a cruise. We have kind of like a living room there, and we have a bedroom, and there's a curtain that will, you know, close the two rooms there. We've got a nice big 50-inch TV both there in the living room area and also in the bedroom. So it's kind of cool there. They've got some live programming, and they've got a lot of recorded programming. Hey, here we are. We're in one of the auditoriums on the ship. I'm about halfway down. I just took a picture there. And this was Beatles night here. Beatles night. Let me tell you, this doesn't look like a real picture because of all the white light behind it. But these guys, when they came on, they looked exactly like the Beatles. They played and they sounded like them. And there they are right there. Ringo and George and Paul and, you know, all of them. There they are. Look at that. Doesn't that look kind of cool? So there was, you know, always entertainment like that every night on the cruise line. There's kind of a map of where we went. This was kind of a short cruise for us. We did it in conjunction with Hamcation. So we stopped down in, I think, the Bahamas, Grand Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and over at Mexico and then back. There we are inside, one of the rooms there. It's lit up, looks very nice. Another shot, that's the back half of our ship right there, actually. My camera wouldn't get all the ship in it there. There's a little bit better picture, got more of the ship right there. And there's a picture of Kathy and me down in Mexico. So So I mentioned I work some remote base down here. I've got a little 4-minute video here. I want you to see, this is the RigPi in action, and I want you to see how this works. So everybody pay close attention to this. It's pretty neat. Here we go. Semi-3, we'll see you later. KI4VW5KB.
Tom, yeah, you better get back to the ice cream machine. I don't want to hold you up from that. Anyway, y'all have a great cruise. Have a great time. Be careful, and we'll see you next week when you get back. Anyway, W5KUV, KI4Victor, 7-3.
W5KUV, KO5, Sugar, London.
W5 Sugar London, this is Whiskey 5 Kilo Uniform Bravo on a cruise ship docked off the Cayman Islands right now using my remote base back in Memphis, Tennessee. Over.
Yeah, very good. I've been listening and got an F9 signal here into Northwest Louisiana. I recognized your call and been enjoying listening. It's pretty cool in Northwest Louisiana. Actually, it's warming up now, but it was in the high 30s this morning. And I've been on the Imagination and Elation, I believe, with Carnival. So your remote base sounds great. I'm running a 520 I'm working on, laying on bench. And my name is Randy, and I hear you went to MJ, Orlando. Actually, that's a fun trip. I've operated from the Cayman Islands.
F1A, and I think you said you're close to Cozumel, and I'm scuba diving. My dive master's a ham. Over. Okay, Randy, real fine. Great. We're on Princess Lines. We've taken all of our trips on Princess and really enjoy them there. And not going to stay too long here, but we're running a TS-570, as a remote base back in Memphis, Tennessee. Wrong button. All right, well, guys, that was the RigPi and how the RigPi worked. Didn't you think it sounded pretty good on the cruise ship here? It was it sounded like it had pretty outstanding audio on both ends. So that thing's coming along really well, and they think they're going to have that thing ready about the time of Dayton Hamvention to get that thing out on the market there. All right, so okay, I check that off the list. Let's see. Let's jump to Josh because we haven't talked to Josh tonight. Let me get Josh in here. And Josh, can't you drive a little faster? Or hey, isn't there a shortcut that you can take?
If I drive faster, I'm just going to hit the guy in front of me. there's you can't get around it. It's everywhere. It's a complete snarl. Side streets and freeways, it doesn't matter. It's always crazy. A question for the RigPi there is, does it work on iPhone or is it just Android? Is that an Android?
No. It'll work on any operating system: Linux, Mac, Windows, anything that's got a browser. It'll work on.
Oh, okay. It's browser based.
Oh, yeah, it's browser based.
Okay. Excellent. I like that.
Yeah, good. It really it's really working out well here, and. Hey, I think you did while I was gone. And by the way, thank you and congratulations and all that kind of stuff for having a great show.
Thank you.
While we were out on the 12th, last Tuesday, that was my birthday. And you had a great show that week. And also, I think on your channel, did you Didn't you actually have a segment or a show about can I build a microbix in 1 hour?
I did. So on your show, my computer was on the death throes of its last stream. I've been taxing it way too hard. So I ended up building a new computer between your show on Tuesday and my show on Friday. And then on my show on Friday, I was like, hey, why not? Let's build up that UBIT X that I picked up. So here it is in its case. The more I'm playing with this, I'm really, really liking it. Oh, I got to hold on. That screws in it? I don't. I'm really liking what they've done with this. It's very impressive. The case that I bought is off of amateurradiokits.in. And what's great about it is it comes with all the interface boards that you need for having an inline fuse with a switch. There's a light soldering that you're going to have to do. But I'm already so into this. I've been having a lot of fun playing with it. I'm buying the faceplate upgrade, because right now it's got the stock faceplate with this LCD, this dual row LCD. Well, they make a 2.5 inch and a 3.5 inch touch LCD that gives you all the controls basically on the front screen with a firmware update. That it's all done by amateur radio operators. It's all free to do. You got to pay for the screen, of course, and the kit, but amazing functionality. It's a Nexteon, I believe that's how it's pronounced, a Nexteon screen, and the firmware you can download gives you all kinds of functionality, and it's under $200 basically for the whole thing once you get it all done. It's amazing, absolutely amazing what they're doing with the radio. Really, really fun hobbyist radio, I think. It kind of, in a day and age where people don't really build stuff anymore, I think this is a nice way to entice people to kind of bring that back. Kind of takes new technology with building. It's more of an assembly job, not a building per se, but kind of meshes those together, which I think is great.
And you know, the thing about that, the MicroBix and even the BITX40s is it's hackable. It's all open source code, and you can add S meters, you can add AGC, you can add all sorts of things in there. You design it and put it in there. And there are actually some BITX Facebook groups that were just for this, and people are always posting new stuff that they've done with that. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. In the front, so this weekend I set up an 8-foot workbench in my garage. So now I've got space to take all my stuff into the garage. I'm eventually going to start streaming from the garage, so I've got a proper place for all this stuff, because I have a very mixed-use room right now and it's getting out of control. So I'm excited to do more tabletop-type videos where I can really kind of break down some stuff and do some more kit building, which I've always really liked doing, particularly live for some reason. I don't know why building a kit live. I think it's more of a masochist side of me than anything, because it's pretty stressful not letting the smoke out of things.
Yeah, and you know, this is pretty well structured on how to build it. He's got pictures and so forth. You don't have to actually solder the components on the board and things like that. And the main board actually comes already assembled and tuned. All the filters and toroids and everything are all set and put on there. And you just have to hook up all the little peripherals, the encoder switch, you know, the power, plug the display in, speaker jack, mic jack, all that kind of stuff.
The only things you really have to solder is like when you're connecting the potentiometers, the mic connector, the power connection in the back, and your antenna connection. There's also on this case, right, this front panel here. This is actually the breakout board for you, where you connect the digital and the audio connections that go onto the UBIT X. So there is some soldering, but you don't necessarily have to go that deep if you don't want to do something like this. But I found this is a great kit. I think it was $45 shipped from India via DHL. So pretty good. And like I said, I bought the faceplate, which is going to give me 3.5 inch diameter here, which is going to allow me to put that touchscreen in, and I think that was $7 or $8 shipped to me. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're interested in something like that, where you get a little bit more hands on, I think it's a good.
I was surprised.
Way to go.
I was surprised you got yours so fast. I think Farhand did a special shipment for you.
Yeah, I think so. I was. I think it was less than 10 days, all things considered. And I think he basically advertises 10 days, which all things considered, 10 days is really good too. So you can't really be upset about that.
Well, you can't beat the price, and that includes shipping from India.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Man. Well, I've built three of those, the BITX 40s and the MicroBix, and I've only made three. I don't know how much you're going to use that. Some people, that's their only rig, but I've used mine three times in like 90 days. I made three contacts, and each one of my contacts was South Africa on 40-meter sideband.
Well, I've got some interesting radios that are eventually going to go live in my garage. I think the 7300 is going to stay on my desk because I like just going to that for just ease of use. But I've got a couple of Drakes behind me, and I really like this UBIDX. I think I'm going to start building up the garage a bit more for more of the workbench tinkering type stuff. So that radio is definitely going to be a part of that, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun radio there for sure. Hey, I want to... let's talk about our balloon launch. Josh, you know we're going to launch a balloon, right?
Hey, Tom, I'm just going to squeak in and say goodnight to everybody. I got to drive back to the kids' house.
Let me get you on here, Katie, if I can find the right button there. Are you going to leave us here, Katie?
Yeah, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Okay. And again, I'm going to thank my wonderful hosts, Joe and Linda, and Zero RF and N0 LG here in their house and Shaq and... I'm going to drive back because I have to get up early in case the baby wakes up. So, Grandma Duty's call.
All right. Well, Katie, thanks for being with us tonight.
You bet. Thanks. It was fun to see everybody, and we'll see you. See you next week.
All right. We'll see you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Michael.
All right. Well, hey, Michael. Is Michael still? Yeah, Michael. Michael, have you ever built one of the MicroBix, or have you seen them?
Nah, that's the first time I've ever seen one. Looks pretty interesting.
I mean, the BITX 40 was about, I don't know, it was like $49 or something. I mean, it's an entire sideband 40-meter radio. All you got to do is put it in your own box and find you a speaker, and the little kit, the board's already built, but he sends a little mic element and all the little switches and the power connector, and he sends you all that stuff, and you just kind of plug it all together and put it in a box. My problem is when I cut that rectangle hole for that display, Josh, I can never cut it straight. And I look for these bezels like on eBay, and these guys want an arm and a leg for these bezels. Some of these bezels are like $14 just to cover your mistake, you know.
Well, that's the good thing about that amateurradiokits.in. Even though it's coming from India, the cases are very inexpensive, and you can get the faceplate swaps. They're like $8 shipped.
Yeah,
which is great. So, I'm a big fan of them so far, both of them, because they're not necessarily associated with each other, but very impressive. Very impressive where things are at. Like I always say, it's a great time to be alive for ham radio, because there's just so much going on that you can play with and have fun with.
Yeah, you know, let's talk a minute about, let's see if I can do a split screen here. I don't know if I can or not. Yeah, that'll work. So, hey, let's talk a little bit. I'll give everybody an update about our balloon launch. You know, we've hooked up with Bill Brown, WB8ELK. Now, Bill is the master of high altitude balloon launches. He's done over 500 balloon launches in the last 20 years. And he's working with us to launch one for our show. So we're going first class with this. You know, it's not going to be the party balloon. We're going to go with the sushi wrap. I understand that's some kind of a plastic wrap they wrap sushi in, but they also make a balloon out of it. If it keeps the sushi fresh, it ought to keep the hydrogen in. So we're going to use the sushi wrap or the sushi balloon. And we're going to use hydrogen instead of helium. I think, Josh, you're probably better versed in this, but the helium will probably leak through the pores of a balloon, faster than...
It's the opposite, right?
Yeah, faster than...
hydrogen is the lightest element, so yeah. The sushi wrap is supposed to prevent any of that air from escaping. That's what allows it to stay up aloft for so long. Yeah. But hydrogen gets you better air buoyancy, if you will, than than helium does. So that's the reason why you want to go hydrogen, because you're going to get a higher elevation, which is what allows you to stay above the storms, and that's what we learned kills balloons.
So we're going to go with the Suchi balloon. We're going to go with the hydrogen gas, and we decided to go with the Whisper instead of the APRS, because APRS, you get out over the ocean and places like that, there's no APRS to communicate with, and it could be sparse in other places. But the Whisper, my understanding is that you can hear that thing maybe 2,000 miles away. So we're going to go with the Whisper on there. And what he does, he's got this little unit he's built that has the GPS unit on it. It has the Whisper transmitter on it. And he puts a 20-meter dipole on there. The antenna on our balloon launch is going to be 34 feet long. And what he does is, you know, it's a vertical dipole. So the top 17 feet is made out of very, very fine wire. And then from the board down is 17 feet. So that makes your dipole. And like Josh said, we're trying to get above the 40,000 foot. My understanding from talking with Bill is if we get into 40, 45,000 foot, we're going to clear many storms. Storms are the killer of the balloon launch, or the balloon itself. I guess you get a little rain on that Suchi balloon and it just becomes so heavy it just falls to the ground. So we're trying to avoid the storms. And so Bill has been watching. We've got some very bad weather over the southeast United States right now. Just as I mentioned when the show started, we're getting 4 to 8 inches of rain in the next 24 hours, I think, and then more to come after that. If you look at the radar, the entire southeast is socked in. So Bill is planning for the best possible launch day to launch that. Some of these balloons can stay up a year. We don't know what ours is going to do. It might come down in 2 days. We just have no idea. But we've got a web page I'm building up, and it'll have a link to track the balloon. And once we get it in the air, we'll get Bill to come on and give us an update about altitude and where it is and so forth. And it does not have a battery on it to save weight. It'll only transmit in the sunlight. The entire GPS and transmitter board only weighs about 12 grams. 12 grams is not much. I think that's less than, I don't know, maybe I know it's less than a quarter. It may be closer to a nickel. I don't know, but it's very light. So 12 grams is what we're shooting for. And we hope it's up a year. Wouldn't that be kind of cool to report every week on a show that, hey, the balloon is still up, you know, and we'll track it. And I built a site up. It's going to cost a little bit to launch this and the Whisper and everything. If anybody's interested, go to the balloon page at the top menu, click on it, and if anybody's interested in helping support the balloon, hey, for $10, we'll put your name as a supporter of the balloon. It won't take that many people, but if you want to donate $10 toward the launch of the balloon, your name will go on the website as one of the balloon supporters. All right, so that's the deal on the balloon. So
yeah, so you went with the upgraded. You got the upgraded balloon, and you went with the Whisper, which is kind of an upgrade too. It's a little more expensive, so that's going to be all kinds of cool. Because
we're trying to go
up in HF, which is awesome.
We're trying to go first class Whisper on HF, with the Suchi balloon. See, I mean, hey, if you went with the party balloon, you could save $100 right there. The Suchi balloon is about $120 all by itself. So so we're shooting for the best we can get, the best balloon, the best load, the best gas, and the best launch date. So. And we'll get that videoed. Whatever day he sees a good window to launch it, he'll get it on video, and we'll bring the launch on the show. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know, another thing, Josh, you may be interested in. I don't know if you've seen this or not. And, boy, I don't know if I got it on here or not. Yeah, I got it. Guys, I've ordered one of these. I've ordered one of these.
I don't see your video, Tom.
Now are you?
Give it a second, probably.
Let's see. You should be seeing that, Josh.
Michael, do you see his video?
I see the.
You see the black
DB
box?
Mega cat.
Yeah.
Sitting there.
Okay, it's there.
Okay, yeah. I don't have it. So keep going.
Okay. Anyway, this is a DV. This is a DV Mega Cast, CAST. This is an IP radio. It doesn't have RF.
Yeah.
There's no antenna.
This is kind of debuted at Hamcation, right?
Yeah. So I've got one. Hopefully it'll be here in about a week. This thing will do D-Star, Fusion, and DMR. You can listen to all three at the same time. I don't know how, but I haven't got it yet. But it'll do all three at the same time. My understanding is I don't think you have to go in here and do a lot of the programming like you do on a handy talk or anything. I think there's some type of database out there on the web where all these things are registered. Is that right with DMR maybe? I know it is with reflectors and stuff.
It's too early to say because I haven't put hands on it. But of course there are talk groups that you can just pull up. I don't know if it's internet enabled or if you have to flash it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could theoretically just be able to go in and click on the talk groups to join them.
Right, right. And that's
DMR.
I think that's how this works. We just click on the talk group, scroll through it, click on the talk group, and you're on there. It uses a standard Yaesu microphone. The nice thing about this is it works either with an Ethernet, a cable, or it will work. Mm. It'll work Wi-Fi. Now,
okay.
This is like a mobile rig, man. You can put this in your car if you got a hotspot in the car, and you can work DMR, D-Star, and Fusion from the car with this, or take it to your hotel room, you know.
Yeah, now, it's not. It's kind of size can be deceiving. How big is it about that thing?
Like, it's about. It's probably 2.5 inches tall. I'm guessing it's maybe 10 inches wide.
Okay.
Maybe 7 inches deep, something like that, just from memory of looking at it here. Now, my understanding is I can add the DV Mega dongle. If I want to plug one of those in it, there's a place for it. I can plug that in there, and somehow it turns this thing into, and again, I don't know what I'm talking about, but it's supposed to turn this into where you can use your smartphone to connect to these D-Star, DMR, nodes out there. I don't know about that. Now I didn't order the DV dongle, DV Mega dongle to put in there yet. That's another $120-something, but this thing pretty much has it all in there, and this is going to be a cool project that we'll be talking about and playing with. And I wanted to get this because we got so many people now in DMR that follow the show, and they're always inviting us to, get on DMR and call them. We'll be able to, like we have the net on Tuesday nights, we'll be able to take this and we'll be able to check in with some of our friends across the country with this. So it's going to be cool. All right.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear more. Once you get it, I'll be watching.
Yeah, okay. Well, Josh, what do you got planned? Anything planned this week on your show?
I haven't really decided. I had some things I wanted to talk about, but not enough of the stuff came in that I wanted to talk about. So I might do a talk on vertical antennas, particularly portable vertical antennas. Do a live stream talking a little bit about that, answering some mm-hmm. questions, because there's a lot of, there's still a lot of people out there that are looking for, compromise antennas, something that they can go outside, set up, operate for the day, and then, bring it back in. And so I think that's going to be what we're going to talk about
mm-hmm.
on Friday, this Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific time.
All right. And be sure to post that in our group. And, hey, let's invite everybody out there. Hey, if all you Hosh Nazi guys are in our chat room tonight, please join the W5KUB group. And hey, I want all you guys at W5KUB group to go over here and join Josh's group because we're doing this cross promotion here, and we want to help each other out and build this ham radio network up.
Yeah, there's fun stuff on both sides.
Yeah,
so, make sure you go to Ham Radio Crash Course and W5KUB.
And Josh did so well, and he can stream so well. See, I know now I can go on vacation.
Well, it's even easier now because I got the new computer. So
yeah.
Whew, man, the last stream was like butter.
It was
perfect.
Was it? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to open a phone line up, but it's getting kind of late tonight. But, you know, I think I found the problem with the phone line issue we had 2 weeks ago. When I came back in here to test it, I think the next day, I looked over here in the on the mixer, the level was turned down to zero. So I think that's why nobody was hearing, or we weren't hearing the people on the phone. So anyway, hey, I had a phone. We've got a number. Josh, I think yours may be the same way. We've got numbers now in 65 countries. We've got a viewer in the Netherlands, I think, or no, in the UK. Andy in the UK, and I was going to post the local UK number and let him dial in tonight, but it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do that. It's getting late, so. And hey, Hangout's going away. I don't know what we're going to do to replace Hangout. Sometimes our shows run so long anyway that it's a little, you know, it's hard to pull a Hangout. So we're looking for ideas out there. If anybody knows of anything to use for Hangout, the new phone system thing that we've got now, we can take video. You can click on a link and bring you in on video just like we could Hangout, but we can only bring one picture at a time up. And I'm not sure how that works, Josh. It may be the one that's talking. Maybe that's the one that comes up. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, I think you can set it that way, but you've got it kind of dialed in a little bit. You're dragging people into the screen and making it look the way you want it to look.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
the other website I think is Zoom. Zoom is another application that people are starting to use for doing Hangout type discussions, uh-huh. And that's pretty cool because it's just a code you give, and then people type in the code and they're able to join your group.
Yeah. Well, tell me, you know, you're on this chat called Discord, and several people, I think some of your followers, are saying, why don't we move over to Discord? So I don't know what the advantage is to move over to Discord or the differences. I really haven't looked at it that much. What is Discord exactly?
Discord, the way you've got the digital addiction chat room, it's similar to that. It looks kind of like that. But there are multiple chat rooms, and the way we have ours broken up is based off of different areas of interest in ham radio, and there's also some off-topic areas. Mm-hmm. And then we have a live stream area for when we do our live streams. And what's nice about Discord is not only is it text, and it's multimedia text, so you can put in pictures, you can put in video, you can put links in and all that fun stuff, but there's also a audio portion to it. So you can join a audio chat room as well as being in a text chat room, and you can have simultaneous conversations going on. And we always do an after chat after my Friday streams where people can go live and they can ask questions, because a lot of the time, really, I'm not necessarily the one answering the questions. It's many of the other people that are there. We'll have, you know, I think the last time, gosh, we were over a couple of weeks ago, we were up over 50, I believe, at any one time at live stream, which is people voice chat, 50 people, which can get a little crazy, but it's still a lot of fun.
So is Discord, is that a, well, it's probably not a traditional IRC type chat room, is it?
No, it is not. Okay. Yeah, it was co-opted from the gaming community and a lot of people who do gaming live streams.
Yeah.
There's a really the cool thing about Discord is it's got deep integration in all kinds of different web services. So I can actually we're getting there. I'm working on it, but we can actually take the Discord chat room, my YouTube chat room and my Twitch chat room during a live stream and integrate them into one field that would be floating on my live stream. So you can see people chatting and asking questions while we're doing the live stream, which is really fun.
One thing probably a lot of people don't know, we probably have 1,000 hours in development of Hambot.
Oh, yeah.
And Hambot works on IRC. And the nice thing about Hambot is if we leave Digital Addiction and go to Freenode or any of the others, Hambot will continue to work.
You might want to look into integration into Discord. I wouldn't be surprised if they have the ability to take in IRC because it feels very similar to me.
Yeah, we could look at that and investigate that. All right. Well, you're probably ready for dinner, aren't you?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
I came in right at the door, and I actually my wife came in and said, "Hey, I was calling you." I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the show."
But it's so early out there, and hey, we still got Michael here. Michael, it's getting late for you, man. It is 10:20 there. Or, yeah.
Oh,
It's almost 10:30,
yeah,
Michael.
I'm sitting here, actually been typing in the chat room.
Oh, have you?
Everybody in there.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, we hope you join us every Tuesday. You, there's a lot of great people in the chat room there, and always something interesting topic there. We enjoyed having you, Michael, tonight, and great time last week down at Hamcation. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you're always welcome, so please come back. Every year we seem to do a little better at something, so every year it seems to grow a little bit. So,
well, you know, I didn't think about it, but this year I wish I had come down on Wednesday instead of flying in and getting here late Thursday, because if I came in on Wednesday, I might could sneak in on Thursday, you know, and see some people. And
right,
you know, that'd be a little extra benefit.
Also, just to give you a heads up, also in 2021, we'll be doing the national convention for ARL. So might want to look at maybe trying to get here for that one.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead and close the show out tonight. And I think we had a jam-packed show tonight, a lot of great topics. And we appreciate everybody for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
Join Facebook. Sorry, join a Facebook late, group. W5KUB on Facebook. Join it. Go over to Hoshnazi. Hey, what's the address? How do they find you?
I've got Hoshnazi.com, but the easiest way to find me is just look for Ham Radio Crash Course. We're Ham Radio Crash Course on YouTube now, on Facebook, Instagram. You look that up, you'll find me.
Okay. Do it, guys. I want to see Josh's attendance record go up at least 400 after this show tonight. And I want to see 400 on our show go up tonight. Come on, everybody join us. See you later, guys. Good night. Enjoyed it.
Nope. Okay. Take it easy.
All right, man. We'll see you. Good night.
All right.
Love y'all later.
All right. Well, we had a good time tonight. And we'll be back next Tuesday for everybody. Please join us. Trying to look for something here we could end the show with. Here, we'll do this.
So you're saying I can ask this cat any question?
The cat is connected to the computer. You just type in the question, it will read his mind. There the answer comes.
You're the man! I've been looking for this for weeks.
All right. Good night, everybody. Boy, I tell you what. We'll go to our studio out west. There we go. Who we got in the chat room tonight? Let's see. Kurt, good to see you, Kurt. Thanks for joining us tonight. Guys, we went from this to this.